Good evening, and blessings.
Good evening.
And welcome to another installment of the Just for Freedom of Space. This show is produced by acclaimed historian, educator, and author, Leslie Gist, and serves as our weekly live online discussion to celebrate the African-American experience by honoring all the people, past and present, black and white, who, with faith and focus, are preserving our rich history through literature, the arts, the skilled trades, and the humanities. We thank you for joining us tonight, and we'd love you to be a part of tonight's discussion by calling in with your comments or questions to 347-324-5552.
Okay, we're waiting to speak with Michael Bacall, who is a Coptic Christian from Cairo, Egypt. I think we're going to be okay because it sounds very quiet. And so our problem will be solved once that's taken care of. Now, just for your information, listeners, the Coptic Church is, there is a branch of the Coptic Church in Manhattan. We're here in New York, and there's a branch of the Coptic Church in Manhattan. So, again, greetings and welcome to Just the Freedom, Mikhail. How are you?
Very good.
Good, good. So you were able to take a look at the image that Leslie shared with you, the one with that's in the Coptic Museum in Cairo?
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking
about? Leslie, I think you showed it to my partner, Mark.
Okay, so you
I think we misunderstood. Hold a minute, he's here.
Okay, cool. Okay, so there's some mix-up, but as I was saying, the Coptic Church, there's a St. Mark Coptic Orthodox Church in Manhattan, and that's on East 35th Street. I know you can visit churches, and I'm sure they have a lot of beautiful imagery.
One minute, Leslie.
That's something we'll end up doing. Okay.
Leslie,
I'm here.
Either you sent it to me, or because Mark, he's the one, he saw it, I'm not.
Oh, okay. Is Mark
there?
Send
it to me? Can you text me, Leslie?
Oh, you want to see it too?
Yes.
Okay, great. Let me have your phone number. I'll text it to you right now.
201.
Cool. Okay, so let's talk about it. You got a chance? Did you get a chance to look?
Yes.
Is it in front of you? All right. So what do you think?
It's beautiful. But
it
this
is
something not in Egypt.
Not in Egypt?
That's not in Egypt.
Okay.
No, this is in Ethiopia.
Asubia, where is that?
That's in, Asubia,
is that part of
Africa.
It's in another part of Africa, Asubia?
Yes, it's
okay.
Not the Egyptian picture, that's in Asubia picture.
Oh,
there is a
Coptic, I see.
Coptic Orthodox too, but that's in Asubia, it's not in, in Egypt.
Okay, because according
this
to
image
this reference,
not below Egypt.
Okay, so this reference, it says on the Pinterest reference that we got it from said Coptic Museum in Cairo. So for us who are in the West, Asubia is not near Cairo. Okay, we'll look that up. However,
it belongs Egypt under
mm-hmm.
the same map. But same under Orthodox Church, but in Ethiopia, it's not in Egypt.
Okay, I got you. So this image, just for correction, so if you're looking, fans, and looking at the image, we'll see if we can get an accurate description of where what museum this is in. However, the image is still there. The picture and painting, as you just said, Michael, is quite beautiful. And we're here to talk about the image and talk about your family as Coptic Christians. From what my understanding is, being a Coptic Christian is not easy in Egypt. Is that something, am I correct, or am I?
Absolutely correct.
Okay, so tell us about being a Coptic Christian and related to maybe this imagery in terms of Christ and his disciples. So
I'll be honest with you, the reason I'm here, because whatever I saw there, my country is a beautiful country. Why I'm in America, because I never have my freedom as a Coptic Orthodox in Egypt. I never been free to wear my cross. I never been free to tell everybody I'm Christian. I'm always discriminated because I'm being Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Always with my childhood, the Rocket, I always been treated differently with my teachers, with my school program, being a Christian kid. It's like bad. It's really bad.
Okay. So now if you're being discriminated as a child, are you singled out in a classroom? Who are your teachers? Your teachers belong to what group? What religion?
All of them. If we talk about language, teacher, like science, art, as a math teacher, mm-hmm. as all the teacher, because I'm the only kid belong to the school. I'm the only Christian kid in my class.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when I was little, they forced me to stay in a religious class among the Muslim class.
Okay.
And
so your teachers are Muslim or Islamic, right?
Yes.
Egypt,
they teach me Islamic religion more than they care about my Christian religious.
Okay. So now why would you chosen to go to, why would your parents chose to put you in a class as a Coptic Christian amongst people who are obviously
there is no rules there to do that. Whatever the class running as a Muslim religious, I have to be there.
Okay.
My father, he used to have an argument with the principal about that. He says, this is the rules. But
those
what
are
I
rules.
Understand now is a lot better with the new president, everything like back to supposed to be.
Okay.
Now there is a Christian classroom, which is you teach the religions as a Christian, and
mm-hmm.
they have better freedom than my time.
I see. And who's the president of Egypt right now?
It's called Abdel Fattah el-Sisi.
Okay. And he's a Muslim, and yet he's a
Muslim. He's a Muslim, but liberal.
More liberal. Okay. Well, maybe that says something about the population, that they elected him. Is it an election to get him in power?
Correct.
Okay, so maybe the population is also becoming more liberal. That's good.
Exactly.
So now,
the population is still the same, but back in the day, there is no freedom to talk. But now, the population is, as a matter of fact, back in the time, was more than now. But there is no freedom back in my day. But now it's a lot better.
Okay.
Now with the media, with the internet, with the open computer, that's make the people understand what the religion, what the Christian is, and what a Christian is not bad. But the kids start to learn what Christian is a religious. It's not like atheist. They used to call us atheists. We don't have any religious.
I see.
Now they used to call us, we have no religion back in my day. I remember my kids. I mean, the kids, like the colleague with my classroom, used to call me atheist. I have no religion.
Oh. An atheist being
but now
somebody
with the media,
who has no religion. Okay, so that's
now
good.
With the media, they open the mind a little bit more, and the kids they understand now there is something called religious, Christian, like a religion. But in my day, they never have that.
So now as when your parents put you in that school, was it because it was your regional school and then the rules said you had to follow Islam as opposed to being Christian? And are you understanding me?
It's a public school, by the way.
It was a public school. Okay, very good. So let's look back at this image here. And what you said, this image is from a place called Asubia. So you are familiar with this image. You've seen it before?
Yes.
Okay. And what are your thoughts on it?
My thought on it, that's give you the image as, hold on a minute, that's give you an idea that's after the resurrection, Jesus, when he come to say his gospels, and I think this is the first meeting after he been crucified and the resurrection.
Right. But when I look at it as a Westerner, I see that, but I also see the fact that these people are clearly African, black Africans. Now, you as a Coptic Christian in Egypt in 2016 or maybe coming out of Egypt now, do you relate to it as a black person or just there's no color? Do you don't talk about color?
Because
you know
in
America,
the color is mixed according to where you live in Egypt. Southern Egypt is like more light. North Egypt is more lighter than Southern Egypt. The South Egypt is dark black.
Mm-hmm.
It depends about where you live in Egypt. That give you different color.
Right.
Because Egypt is close to Sudan.
Ah, I see. Yeah, that would make sense.
Sudan, Egypt, back in the day, in the 50s, it used to be one country.
Right.
You know, Sudan is black and white.
Mm-hmm.
Even in Khartoum, like Sudan, you have to see blonde people live in Sudan.
Right.
They're not Sudanian, they're not African, they're African, but they're still blonde.
Right.
My
so how do you identify? You identify as an African? How do you identify?
I'm completely African. I'm African, yeah.
Completely African. Great. Okay.
I'm African.
So now, when you look at the picture and when people discuss images like this in the Coptic Church, they don't reference race. They just see it as a representative. Is that right, what you're saying?
It doesn't present, I'll be honest with you, it doesn't present Egypt 100%.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't present a Coptic Egyptian 100%. It's African Egypt, African Coptic, yes.
Okay. Well, Coptic religion, from what my understanding, is very, very old. It is
very old.
Actually very old. From my reference,
back to Jesus when he was alive, was in the land.
Okay, but I'm saying
that's why
the Coptic started. Sorry, say that again.
That's why we call it Coptic Orthodox.
Orthodox. So this is some. Okay, so this. The Coptic group, the people who are the Orthodox Coptics, started right after maybe Christ's time on earth.
Let me tell you some information. Maybe the people just get mixed between Coptic and Orthodox. All Egypt is Coptic. It doesn't matter, Muslim or Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Coptic because that's taken from the old Asian Egyptian.
Mm-hmm.
That's Coptic. All Egypt is a Coptic. But when they come to occupy Egypt from the mountain, the Muslim people, they came to occupy Egypt, they forced some Christian to be change the religious.
To convert? Mm-hmm.
To convert
so
the religious.
When Islam invaded Egypt or Muslims came to Egypt, they forced some of the Coptic Christians to convert. Is that right?
Exactly. Convert to be a Muslim. By the way, if you look at the Muslim or Islam, you know what Islam means?
No, I don't. So
Islam, as translate word to word by Egyptian language, means surrender.
Surrender. Okay.
Yes.
So they're saying to the Christians.
Islam means if I told you I'm Muslim, I mean I surrendered to be. I give up. I give up from the sword. You always debut lines of people. Two lines. One, if you want to convert to be a Muslim, you okay. You go. That means I'm surrender. Mm-hmm. Mean I'm Muslim.
Right.
The other line, if not surrender, he want to stay Christian, they always cut the head off.
Okay. So that's
the people escape from that to be not to be catched. That's my family. Whatever
I
left
see.
Over.
I see. So you are
a Christian
the
in Egypt now.
Mm-hmm. I got you. So let's talk about regarding being a Coptic Christian, having to deal with persecution in that in current days. You said you mentioned being pointed out.
Can you hold it just 1 second? Hold a second, please. Hold a second.
Mm-hmm.
I'm back to you. I'm sorry.
That's okay. So you talked about being a child and being shamed for being a Christian amongst Muslim students in a Muslim-dominated school. What about as an adult in terms of living in Egypt? In Egypt. Living in Egypt, are you singled out for being Coptic?
By the way, I mean, even the adult, when they have a kind of problem, always they make the problem either, they create big problem and they put you in situation either to convert to be a Muslim and they change the rules for you, or they put you against the... Okay, put it this way. If I'm Muslim, I want to convert to be a Christian, or the other way. Let's say I'm Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And I have somebody brainwash me and I want to convert to be a Muslim. And there is no right to somebody to correct me. If I want to convert back to my religious, back to Christian, they do put death penalty against me by law.
Mm-hmm. By law.
To be a Christian, they give me better situation in the country. Maybe they're going to give me higher level job, or they give me some kind of like bonus. But the opposite, they put death penalty against me.
Okay, so
that's
you're marginalized
by
law.
By the constitution, they put that.
Oh,
it's
my,
not
by the constitution.
That's constitution law.
Okay, so they're making it very difficult in terms of...
I have only one way.
Business.
Only way to be a convert to be a Muslim, I got to be a Muslim the rest of my life.
I see. So there's no changing back.
No freedom for religion
right.
in Egypt.
Oh, I see.
Hold on 1 second.
And
hold on 1 second.
Sure.
Yes, I'm back to you. I'm sorry.
Okay, so now living as a Coptic Christian in Egypt under those circumstances, when and where do you worship? Do you worship in churches? Or where are you worshiping if you're
marginalized? They worship in the churches. By the way, if the churches need some kind of renovation, they're not allowed. I mean, they're not allowed to build a church. They're not allowed to do some kind of renovation in the church. Not any new construction. There is no way, there is no allowed to be in construction in the church. I mean, they put more regulation in a church more than mosque. Mosque, they build mosque left and right. But a church, you have to go through a lot of rules, and most of the time, they're not allowed.
Okay, so now how would somebody, if they saw you in the street, you probably look like everybody else because you can convert. How would they know that you are a Coptic Christian unless you told them?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear the last part. I'm sorry.
How would someone just to look at you as you walk through the street know that you are a Coptic Christian if you're a native Egyptian and can convert to being a Muslim? How can someone identify you as a Coptic Christian?
Yeah, that's very simple. You know, did you see my name? My name, Michael Munir Mikael. Mikael, that's from the Bible, then. That's a popular name.
Right.
But my name is Muhammad, that's a Muslim. From my name, you can tell I'm Christian or Muslim.
I see. So if you were to convert
thing is funny. When I was in college, I was really smart in education, and I always number one in my class. And the final, they make me fail in one subject because if I get my grade, they're gonna put me in like the crew for the school program, like special school program, which I'm gonna be
like a dance.
Mm-hmm. No, I go for my master degree and PhD for a PhD and master degree and PhD through the government. I don't pay anything, mm-hmm. like free. They make me fail. When I went to the dean, the big dean in my college, you know what the answer? They told me, I know your paper, I know you from the name, but I never get to meet you. You're really good. What's your name again? I told him, Michael Munir. He says, last name? I told him, Mikhail. He told me, listen, son, I have no power to correct that. Because of your last name, that's what happened.
Oh, my.
Do you understand what I said? That's make you understand?
What a tragedy. Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, it means this way, because my last name showing I'm Christian.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you don't want to put me in program. Can you take this line, please? They don't want to put me in a program, which is I can have higher education through the government. If I wanted, I'm going to pay for my own bucket.
Oh, what a sad thing. Oh, so now, is that why you immigrated to the United States?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Is that why you came to the United States?
I came to the United States, I'll be honest, just for preparing my master's degree. And when I look at the whole situation here, I figure, I told my sisters and my family, the first week I come to the United States, I tell them I'm never been back. If somebody want to see me, I'd be more than happy to bring you here. But to go back, not even for visit. Now I'm here since 1989. It's 27 years. I never been back.
Oh, what a shame. It's not your fault.
Mm-hmm. I'll be honest with you, Egypt is a beautiful country. I'm dying to go.
Mm-hmm.
But my feeling, I don't want to go.
Mm-hmm. Well, given your experience, I'm sure that's very painful. So your family mostly is there in Cairo?
In Egypt, yeah. Egypt all over. I mean, some in Cairo, some in Port Said as a town. It's like an island.
Okay. So you have not been back. And how are you doing since you've been here? You found other Coptic Christians to associate with?
Yeah, we have here a big community here. We have like too many churches and we have big group here. And that's how we practice our religious. Even my kids here, they go to our church. And we have big community here. We have big group. I mean, around here, Jersey, I have over 50 church.
Wow, that is big deal.
More than 40. Wow,
that is amazing. Now I know that the Coptic New Year is coming up, right? The Coptic New Year.
Sorry, I couldn't hear that.
I read somewhere that the Coptic New Year is approaching. It's very soon.
Yes.
Isn't that very soon? What day is that?
That's in the end of November. I mean, like about 3-4 weeks before the end of the year. Like somewhere in usually around the Thanksgiving day.
I see, in November. Okay. Well, you know what? That's a good place for us to stop, unless you have something. Is there anything else you would like to add? Because I don't have any more questions. If you have anything else you'd like to add and tell our listeners, feel free. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I'd be more than happy to call me again, but with better phone.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Michael. This has been a pleasure talking to you. And you're listening to The Gist of Freedom. I hope you'll be able to talk again. All right? So you have a wonderful day. Thank you again. Take care. Bye.
Thanks.